Greetings, dear ones. Can you feel the space around you? Can you feel the multidimensional energy that encases your being as we speak? Pause and take a moment to acknowledge this experience as valid, as real, and pure. These are monumental times. The journey you live has brought you to the threshold of a great awakening. We have spoken of the nature of the shift. But the greatest shift that will happen for humanity is an internal transformation. Your energy is changing. Your consciousness is changing. Yet it is not simply changing. It is expanding. Up to this point in time, to be present on the planet as a human being had a very specific meaning and experience. Slowly, you are being introduced into the multidimensional nature of your true being. You realize, first and foremost, you are an element of consciousness. You are an emanation of the Creator. It is your higher self, which in essence represents the true you. And at this aspect of your being, you are more than a simple experience. An experience which at this level you might term an incarnation. This is but one tiny piece of a grand mosaic. And as you meld through the process of ascension, with these higher and multidimensional aspects of your nature, you begin to understand the greater essence of yourself. Our purpose on this planet is manifold. It cannot be reduced to a single statement or concept. However, this we say to you, at this point in time, your greatest and most important activity is the integration of the ascension journey. If you are sitting in this space or listening to these words, it is by your own intention that you find yourself in this position. And it is for this reason we say to you with certainty that you are in the right place, at the right time, at the right point in your journey. As we move forward in the process of ascension, you will see escalating integrations of energy and consciousness. Yet simultaneously, you will experience these in the realm of a 3D world. The experiences that you each encounter in your daily lives will bring certain challenges and opportunities. For you see, dear ones, the greatest response to anything and everything you may encounter is to find peace. It is the gift of your multidimensional nature to create balance within your energy. And as your energy fields expand through the crystalline integration of which we speak, this happens spontaneously the moment you allow. We say this to you as a compass, a point of guidance. And remember these words not just in this moment, but the moment when they are most needed to find solace in your experience. Return to the core of your being. Live in the core of your being. Manifest the core of your being. Some of the energetic experiences, integrations, meditations that you experience will bring new insights, new information, and sometimes new opportunities. As you are inspired by this evolution, remain simple in your experience of life. Allow these moments to illuminate and inspire. But remember, the balance you hold in your being and the peace you carry as a birthright in your essence is the greatest gift you can give to yourself or to humanity in these changing times. There will be many fluxes of energy in the weeks and months and even years ahead. And we say this for insight, not for alarm. For you understand that as the energy shifts from one essential nature to another, as the integration of ascension finds its root on the planet, systems transform. And as this transformation takes place, it's important for you to know how to be present in the energy and maintain the posture of balance, which allows you to maintain the integrity of your energy and your expanded insight. You have an internal compass guided by your intuition, which will lead you always to the point where you need to go, even if you don't understand the end of your journey. Take it one step at a time. Live confidently in your intuitive guidance. Take the steps by which it leads you, and be at peace. They are simple instructions, but important instructions to navigate the vestiges of change that exist just before the dawning of the light. There are great days forward on the planet. When humanity looks backwards from the future to this moment in time, the profundity of the changes that will occur are almost unfathomable in this moment. And yet, each one of you will live this process because, by design, it is your soul's destiny. You have volunteered to be a light bridge. You have volunteered to live the transition. And you are living the fulfillment of your own promise. We say to you, as you move forward, you are never alone. As our beloved Kryon so often reminds us, you are dearly loved. As you start to blend and merge with the multidimensional nature of reality that is before us, you will understand these words in the way we do. For we remind you that it is indeed true, you are never alone. Together with you, through the light of the eternal radiant sun, we are with you always, and indeed, we are one. And so it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I like to give names to those who sit next to me. And I have done that already. I've given the good doctor here his Lemurian name. But I'm going to give him another one, which kind of suits the time of the day. I call him the professor. Filled with beautiful, intricate knowledge of the way things work, can you feel within that the structure? Can you feel purpose and love? Can you feel the compassion for you? In the instructions he gives to go to your core, do you understand what he's saying? What is your core? Your birthright and your legacy all revolves around that which is the creator of the universe. You are part of it all. Dear ones, I want to give you some instructions. These instructions are the kinds that you have not heard many times before, for they start to reflect a new paradigm of working that is spiritual. So many of you have grown up with the ideas that prayer makes a difference, of working perhaps on yourselves to awakening to larger truths. And this puts many of you on the tracks of self-awareness, self-improvement. You really get it. I know that. So I'm going to give you just a little more. There's some things you haven't really thought about. Remember, you are in a paradigm shift. What this means is that you may have been trained and programmed in one way of learning, even spiritual. And yet, the energy has shifted and is shifting so much that perhaps you're not aware of the rest of the story, of who you are now and what you can do. There are so many who would approach my partner and the professor, and they would be asking the questions, I have tried this, I want to go to the next level, I'm having difficulty with this one thing, and I don't know what to do. And then they will start a long lineage of the things that they have tried in an honest way. I've gone to this specialist, I've come here, I've gone to my astrologer, I've gone to my past life reader, I've done this and that. I still can't get past this one thing. What do I do? Let me introduce you to something. You're in an old paradigm. The old paradigm says, you got to find out what to do. Go ask somebody. Let me tell you the best way to go to that next level, dear ones, and something that so many of you don't even think of. If it's true that the veil is becoming thinner and thinner, if it is true that you are living in an energy that you came for, that your name is on, you're not in the dark here. You're not in the other room to spirit. I'll tell you the thing that you can do that none of you think about, that is beautiful. You drop into your heart, be still, and you say this, "Dear Spirit, I'm having trouble with this. Show me what to do." Not who to go to, but intuitively what it is that I need to know. "Dear Spirit, tell me what it is I need to know." And then be silent and do nothing. I'll tell you, that is an actionable item. That is when Spirit says, through intuition, "I'm going to show you this. I'm going to give you the path," and whatever. In other words, it's yours to ask directly, not to some other worker who may have answers to help. But the new paradigm is you go direct. How many of you have thought of that? How many of you are willing to try that? There is something new in the new energy, and that is expected advanced intuition. It's like having an army of angelic beings who are ready to point the way as soon as you open the door to that question. "Dear Spirit, tell me what it is I need to know." And through the intuitive process, you start to say, "Oh, well, I never thought of that." These are the things that will get you on a fast track to solving some of the issues that every human being must walk through in the process of awakening. In this explosion to enlightenment that is starting to happen on the planet, especially with old souls, you don't have time to go to a course, really. Not really. You don't have time to go to others, especially when you have the fast track. "Dear Spirit, tell me what it is I need to know." Can you feel the love there? What if I told you that this entourage I've just described is actually waiting for you to ask? Now, what does this also tell you, really? It's one of the prime directives that we have always had with the human being, and one of the things that we have told every human being who will listen, and that is this. It's not going to be handed to you. It's something that you must intend for. It's something that we must see a real desire that you want. Integrity in asking, but you have to ask. There are others who will sit back and say, I want to open this bag that they keep talking about, that there are so many tools, and I don't know what to do to go to this next level of ascension status that you're all talking about. So where do I go to pick up the rest? I've gone to a certain point now, I can't go any higher, so where do I go to learn how to get these other things that I need? I want to introduce you to something. A three-dimensional paradigm of learning. And here's what you have been programmed to do. School. It's what happens when you go to school and you have to go to the next level. It has a grade assignment. You pick up your books. You learn. There's a teacher. And you go to that next level. You've picked up the things you need, and now you have them, and you go to the next one. You pick those things up, and you go to the next one. It's like climbing stairs of accomplishment. And then finally, when you get to the top, you say, I have all of the things that I've asked for. What if I told you that none of that applies? None of it. You are now approaching a multi-dimensional state of awareness. Now, you have already been given the answer today, and I'm going to give it to you again. You see, the professor already told you. Here is the way it works. When you take your first breath, that beautiful 24th pair of chromosomes are in you, and they're jumping around because they know, and all of the family that they've represented in their programming to you know that this is the lifetime you might very well awaken to them. And in that, this magnificent little baby is born absolutely, completely ascended. Before you ever say a word and you're learning the first words of your language, you have an ascended being. But the energy that you are born in tempers how much of it you get to use. You getting that? So rather than having to go on a quest for you then to find the next one and find the next one and learn about, you have come in with it all. So here is the key. The more you are willing to be quiet and stop and drop into your core, the more you're willing to say, I'm ready for the next step, Spirit. Show me what I'm to do. It starts to unlock the rest of the story. You don't have to go anywhere or learn anything. Born magnificent. I've told you that for 35 years. Born complete. The new term, born ascended. You have it all. The more you are able to see that mastery is that which is a quietness of your soul, a place where you can drop into that which is so beautiful, it makes you just want to smile. To know you can go to that next level when you're ready. Because you are changing the energy within yourself when you do that. That's when mastery starts to show itself in you, and you start actually feeling better about everything. When you realize you didn't come here to be a victim, no matter what's going on in your life. You came here to be a magnificent. And that 24th pair starts to then, you might say, unpack itself, spreading all of the other things you came with through that which is your system, allowing you to even live longer simply because you're starting to unlock these things. The chemistry of your body will change. Even science knows that. A person with anxiety and fear, they take years off their life. The chemistry of the body doesn't even like that. It can't even balance itself when you're afraid. When you go into peace, joy, when you start laughing more, the chemistry starts to balance, and all the things you were born for, including a longer life, is yours. I have just given you one of the remarkable secrets of longevity. But for old souls, I tell you, you were born with everything intact for ascension. How does that feel to you? Can you actually feel that it's there within you? I'll tell you, most of you can. Because I'm about to reveal your most inner thoughts that you never say to anybody. And those thoughts go like this. I should be able to do that. I should be able to do this. Why can't people see who I am? I have it in me. Why can't this just come out? You already have it. You're bursting to let it out. And that thing you're letting out is light. To correct the things that you know you can correct. The next stage of humanity will be those who are not only born magnificent, but will come into an earth expecting these things, not programmed that you can't have them unless you climb stairs. Watch for that. The children are changing. They'll come in knowing they're enabled, and they're going to be a handful. This is a very fast changing planet. And what is so much fun to watch is it is not sequestered just to what we've called an old soul, one who's been here and gone through many lifetimes. Because that system is changing to those who are born and know it and ready to step into it at a far younger age. And that will make the difference in what's next on the planet. I know who's here. I'm so in love with you. And you're learning the next step. Don't any of you decide you're too old for this. Are you hearing me? That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. Some of you have lost friends in these last years. And you say they were gone way too soon. Some of them were old souls. Some of them were actually on a mission, you might say, of enlightenment. Some of them were friends standing right next to you, working the puzzle like you are, and you say to Spirit, well, that doesn't make sense. Why are they gone? Wouldn't it have been more appropriate if they could stay and help the planet a little few more years? This hardest thing for a human to understand. That they had activated something within their own magnificent, enlightened DNA that said, you know what? You can do a lot better if you leave now and come back right away and grow up and get this taught. They're back already. Did you know that? Pay no attention to any metaphysical person who says you have to be on the other side for so many years to learn this and do that before you can come back. That's nonsense. That's earthly rules that somebody made up because it sounds really good. They're back now. And they're growing up. Some of them, I know who's here, are your grandchildren. Take a look. Just look into their eyes. This is the way it's working. Sometimes it's painful, but it's all magnificent. Can you accept that? Can you drop into your heart and go into the core and say, it is well with my soul? That's why I'm in love with all of you. And so it is.